Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Gardening in Canada podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm a soil scientist. On this channel, I like to take that science and apply it to all things plants. That's both in the garden and indoors. So if you want to hear more, be sure to stay tuned. Hello, hello, plant people. How are you guys doing today? If you're new around here, my name's Ashley. If you're not new around here, you already know the whole jam. But you can find me on YouTube. You can find me www.gardeningincanada.net. Instagram, Facebook, wherever you are. It's so weird talking on a podcast because I don't get to see your guys' faces through DMs and stuff. So please do reach out to me on those other platforms. If you did find me through the podcast, I would love to hear from you. All you gotta do is find the red-headed, soulless-looking human. It's very similar to the person that's on the thumbnail of most likely this podcast. And voila, you are there. You are in the Gardening in Canada's inner circle. Not as promising as, you know, an Illuminati inner circle, but equally as cool, potentially as life-changing. So let's get into today's podcast where we're going to look at how to tell whether or not your potting soil for your houseplants is nutrient deficient. Now, as a soil scientist, I'm always going to push you to go to a lab and get your soil actually tested. However, I do realize that this is expensive, and I do realize that there are several plant-addicted listeners here on the podcast, which means that's going to be a very expensive adventure. So I'm going to give you the tools to tell whether or not you have a nutrient deficiency issue without spending hundreds of dollars on hundreds of different soil tests, which wouldn't mostly turn out because you're likely all using soil medium, not actual soil itself. So let's jump into exactly what it takes to test your own soil. Now, in the soil book, I have a soil book, an at-home soil book, but I also do have the houseplant planner, which I did include a ton of resources for at-home soil testing. And the two methods we're going to talk about today actually aren't listed in there. However, all the methods listed in that houseplant book are going to work just as well. So you can actually grab a paperback version of that over on Amazon, or you can grab the PDF copy. I'll leave that down in the show notes below for either or, whichever one you choose. But it's important to know where you're at when it comes to your soil, because nutrient deficiencies and nutrient excess have nearly identical issues. So the upper biomass is going to present in a way the same, regardless of what issue you do have. And this is obviously a problem. Now, when it comes to signs of deficiencies, we see chlorosis, intervenal green veins, like intervenal chlorosis, which is green veins. We have generalized discoloration, which is a big difference between over-fertilization and under-fertilization. General discoloration means the entire plant as a whole looks to be suffering from the issue. Stunted growth is huge. So small new leaves, if you're thinking, oh, my monstera has mini leaves, or my adansonii, the leaves are getting smaller, or my micans, my leaves are getting smaller. This is very, very common in trailing plants. I don't think we realize just how hungry a lot of our plants are, especially when we're talking about these rapid growing vining plants. Trust me, they got big appetites. And we most definitely are not meeting them in a lot of cases. So if you're noticing small leaves, lack of growth, it's likely a deficiency scenario. Now, excess fertilizer, very similar signs again. Yellowing leaves, browning leaf tips and margins, browned or blackened limp roots and defoliation. So again, very similar in ways of presenting. The issue with both of these is that when it's showing in the upper biomass, you are much too late. The good news is if it's a deficiency, we can correct this and hope that the new growth or the existing growth, if it's not too deeply damaged, is able to bounce back just fine. However, with excess fertilization, usually it's too late. And the only recourse we have is either A, repotting, which is a ton of work and the plant is already really stressed out, so not a great idea. But the second method is flushing. So we talked about this in our last podcast when we were talking about fertilizing during the winter months and what to do before we actually fertilize a plant that has gone dormant, because we talked about the benefits of doing this, but also some precautions that may need to be taken. And one of those topics was flushing. So you can grab the free printable on how to properly fertilize a houseplant in the show notes below over on the website, gardeningincanada.net. You guys can print that off. It'll fit nicely into your houseplant planners that you do have on hand. So something to look at is, how do you know what over-fertilization is? And I mean, that's a great question. Over-fertilization is essentially a really nice way of putting it is that the salt burns or harms the roots to the point that they are no longer able to uptake nutrients or water. So this means it presents itself as a nutrient deficiency and therefore eventually kills our plant. So things that can cause over-fertilization is the use of granular and liquid fertilizers in conjunction. So I did mention that if you have a granular fertilizer that is less than a year old, it's been in your soil for less than a year, do not use a liquid fertilizer if your plant is showing signs of dormancy. If that granular fertilizer is over a year old, despite the fact that you still can see it, it's likely just filler such as clay in there, go ahead and use your liquid fertilizers. Everything will be just fine. So now we get into the tips for how to test our nutrient levels in our potting soil. And the first method is, people who farm are just going to laugh at this. They're going to be like, of course, this is how she's going to test it. But legumes, things like peas, chickpeas, lentils, and beans are a part of something we call the legume family. Now, the legume family is particularly unique in the sense that it has a symbiotic relationship with nitrogen-fixing bacteria. This nitrifying bacteria is able to attach itself to the root, and through a symbiotic relationship, it is able to take 90 or 78% of our atmosphere, which is nitrogen, and fix it into a bioavailable form of nitrogen for our plant. However, the symbiosis only takes place under very specific conditions. Farmers and food producers are incredibly familiar with this, and they already know if you are planting legumes, especially ones that are inoculated, the levels of nitrogen or the levels of fertilizer you apply is less, because in the presence of excess nitrogen, we don't end up with a whole lot of nodulation or bacterial symbiotic relationship formation. In the presence of lack of nitrogen, we actually end up with larger sized nodules in many cases, because the plant has such a high demand along with the bacteria, and therefore.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We end up with large nodulation. Now you're probably wondering, I don't have a microscope. How the heck am I going to know if this bug is on my roots? And the good news is that these things are huge. You can definitely see them. They look like cancerous little nods all over the roots of your peas, your legumes specifically. So the nodulation is actually what you're looking for on your houseplants or on the legumes you're planting in some symbiosis with your houseplants. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not a gardener and just a houseplant owner, you are officially about to be adopted into gardenhood. You are welcome for officially making you like the craziest plant person out there. But trust me, this method does work. And actually, soil scientists use this when we're studying nodulation, nitrogen-fixing bacteria. We look at this. We look at nodulation, the formation of nodulation, and its relationship to nitrogen. So it is a completely valid, inexpensive, useful. I mean, if you want peas, fresh snap peas, this is the way to go. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to plant your legume seeds in your houseplant pot. And in a lot of cases, because the houseplants, generally, we like to keep them a little bit on the drier side, you may want to germinate the seeds separately in a paper towel and a bag or a cup of water, and then transplant them into the houseplant pot once we get a couple true leaves on the plant itself. From there, you're just going to let that plant grow normally in your houseplant pot, and you can leave this in for as little or as long as you would like. I'm going to suggest 1 to 2 months. You can pluck them before they begin to flower if you like. It's completely up to you. But once you do take the legumes out of the soil, you want to make sure you remove the entire plant, including those roots, because that's what we're physically going to be analyzing. Now, you're going to know within seconds whether or not you have nodulation. These things are huge, and I will put up photos of what these things look like over on the website along with the YouTube video that goes with this podcast if you do want to check out what the appearance of the rhizobium bacteria is, or what the nitrogen fixing bacteria does. So what we're looking for are these pink nodules. If your bacteria or your nodules are small in size, this means you likely have excess nitrogen, or if they are non-existent, which also can happen, likely you have excess nitrogen, and it may be time to either A, flush the soil from that excess water-soluble nitrogen, which will leach out of the system, or it is time just to simply back off on the fertilizer for a small period of time, and then redo your legume test, see where you are at. Now, if you have a ton of nodules, huge nodules, the roots are covered in it, this is a sign that you actually probably have a deficient soil, meaning you don't have a whole heck of a lot of nitrogen present for plant uptake. You may have nitrogen, but it's not bioavailable. And this can happen in a soil that lacks microbial activity, meaning your nitrifying and denitrifying bacteria are no longer doing their job. They're done their jobs. So what we want to do here is we do want to fertilize. The good news is that the benefits of symbiosis is that when you leave those legumes in, we end up with nitrogen atmospherically being taken out of our environment and put into our soil and made into free fertilizer. Win-win, chicken dinner. So you can leave those legumes in. They're going to add a little bit of nitrogen, not much. So you're still going to want to fertilize there in that case, unless you want to interplant and get super duper fancy. I could do a whole podcast, a whole video on that on its own. So that is method one for how to test whether or not your houseplant soil is deficient. Now, another great way to actually check what your houseplant nutrient levels are at is with the roots. Now, for some of us, we may want to do this when we're repotting. For others, you may be brave and you may just like plop that plant out, take a look at those roots, plop that plant back in. Do what you feel comfortable with. I have no issue pulling my plants out of their pots gently, giving them a quick look over, and then simply putting them back into their containers. But for some of us, we may want to reserve this solely for the repot process. So specifically, what we're looking for is the root hairs, not the main root, but the root hairs. So these are all the roots that are coming off the sides of the main root in the middle. And what we're looking for is length. If our root hairs are long and stringy looking, this is a sign of nutrient deficiency. When our plants are reaching for nutrients, they will go to desperate measures, including making very stringy looking stuff coming out from all ends. So a stringy root is a sign of a lack of nutrients. Now, a sign of over-fertilization or excess nutrients would be browning or blackening root tips. So if you're noticing that the leading end on your main roots are black or brown, this is a sign you may be over-fertilizing your plant. So it may be time to back off for a small period of time. Now, when it comes to actually determining if you are at okay levels of nutrients, it again goes back to those root hairs, and what we're looking for is lack of elongation and just nice little neat and tidy root hairs, little mini ones based off that main shaft. And that's going to be your greatest sign that you are supplying adequate levels of nutrients. But I'm not going to get into how to fertilize too much here in this podcast. I did do that on the last podcast, along with a ton of resources over on the website and the YouTube channel. So be sure to check that out if you do want to grab some more info. I will be making an Instagram post about this over on my Instagram as well as my Facebook if you want to grab that from there. But again, if you want the free printout on how to fertilize your plants, grab that on the website. And yeah, I want to thank you guys so much for watching. If you enjoyed the podcast, do whatever you need to do to make podcasts do what they need to do. I'm sorry, this is literally a hobby. I don't know anything about SEO. I'm not here for the money. I'm here for the fun. I'm here for the fun. Literally, that is it. I mean, I'm gaining some speaking abilities off this too, which is a godsend because I used to be an and an awe type person like crazy, and now I'm not. Win-win there. I want to thank you plant people for hanging out with me here for 30 minutes? Oh, 28 minutes. I want you to have a great evening, a great morning, a blessed afternoon, whatever the case is, wherever situation you may find yourself in. I hope this cheered you up and made you happy. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Be sure to grab your houseplant planner, your garden planners over on Amazon. There is a paperback option as well as the Etsy page, which has the PDF option for all those who like to use GoodNotes or have a printable on hand. I want to thank you guys so much for supporting this podcast and just the platform in general. You plant people are awesome, and have an awesome evening, morning, day. Whatever the case is, be stress-free and hang out with your planty friends. Talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.